Back when I was in high school, our youth group at church had a white elephant gift exchange at Christmas time, and we gave a gift to one of our fellow core team members in the youth group. And the gift that I received was a nice blue t-shirt. But on the t-shirt, it had a symbol, it had a stamp that said reject. Reject. And on the back of the shirt was a quote from the letter of St. Peter, which says, "But you are the ones chosen by God, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted." But you are the ones chosen by God, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. My brothers and sisters, for over 2,000 years, part of our faith is going to be rejected. Part of living the Catholic faith authentically is going to be rejected by society. That when we live our faith, sometimes people are going to reject us, or people turn away from us. And it is a challenge to accept that. It's a challenge to realize that. Because all of us like relationship, right? We want to live in relationship with others. We want to build up other people. We don't typically want to be separated from others. It's part of our human desire, being created in the image and likeness of God. We don't like separation. But when we live in a broken world, when we live in a world that is filled with sin and division, there's going to be rejection at times. People are going to be stuck in various tendencies, various temptations. But the reality is we need to work against those temptations so that we can be united and one with the Lord, to be accepted by the Lord, to work in accordance with His grace. In our first reading today, we heard about somebody who was a reject, and that was Jeremiah, the prophet. He was rejected by the people of Israel. He went forth proclaiming the message of God, who he received many messages from, but Israel rejected those messages. And in rejecting those messages, they rejected Jeremiah. And they threw him in a cistern, is what it says. And yes, they literally threw him in a cistern, but in a spiritual reading of the text, you see that they pushed him down, that they rejected him, that they didn't accept his teachings. So nowadays, what does that look like to be Jeremiah? It means maybe sometimes when you post something on social media or do an Instagram or a Facebook, whatever it is, and it's faith-related, sometimes people are going to ridicule you. Sometimes people will reject that. Sometimes you'll get a negative response or a negative comment on your feed when you do that. It's part of that rejection. Okay? They didn't have that back in Jeremiah's day, but that's what it would have looked like. But we need to be authentically Catholic, authentically living out our faith as a disciple of Christ. Why? Because Christ loves us and calls us to this unity with Himself, this unity with God the Father, and living in accordance with the Holy Spirit. And it is a challenge, though, to be authentic in living out our faith. But when we live it out authentically, we will experience rejection, as Jeremiah did. Jesus Himself experienced rejection in His own life. When He shared the good news with others, people weren't willing to listen. Rather, they ridiculed Him, especially the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They called Him names. They tried to trap Him. They tried to trip Him up so that they could crucify Him for blasphemy. And eventually they did that. But what does St. Paul tell us about Jesus? Why is He willing to accept that rejection? For the sake of the joy that lay before Him. For the sake of the joy that laid before Him and others. Jesus was willing to go the extra mile. Jesus was willing to endure ridicule, to endure rejection. And He persevered in living the faith. He wanted to bring that joy to others. But other people didn't want that joy. They didn't realize what they were missing out on. And so when He brought the message of good news to him, they were still rejecting it. He experienced rejection. But He did it, why? Because He wanted to bring them joy. He wanted to bring them God's love. He wanted to bring them God's mercy and forgiveness. He wanted to reveal to them God's tender heart. But they weren't willing to accept it. And they rejected Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, this year we have the theme of inviting in. And when we invite others in, to pray, to worship, to invest, to live in relationship with the Lord, we will experience rejection, unfortunately. We experience rejection when we invite others to different faith activities at times. Recently, I was at a family's house where a family member had passed away, and I invited the family to pray together, to pray with the body before the funeral home took it. And one of the daughters said, "No, I'm not Catholic. I'm not going to pray." There was a sadness there, honestly, in my own heart, but a sadness as well that there was a rejection there, a rejection of entering into relationship with God one last time with her father, a rejection of being united and consoled by God. I wish that she would have accepted that, but it's her choice. And you and I will experience rejection as well when we invite others to pray. But we must not be afraid of it. We must not be discouraged about it. But rather, we should be encouraged continually by God's love, to be built up by God's love so that we can continue to put out the invitation, to invite others in, into relationship here on earth with the Lord, so that one day they'll be invited forever into the heavenly kingdom. My brothers and sisters, you have been chosen by God, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Do not be afraid of any rejection as we strive to live out the inviting others in. Do not be discouraged by the countercultural aspects of our faith, but rather be encouraged by God. Let's face it, in 2019, there's a lot of church teachings that are very countercultural. Our society doesn't agree with what a lot of the things our church teaches. But the reality is, we believe these things because God's revealed these things. God has taught us these things. And when we live in accordance with those rules, we're not just living in accordance with rules, we're living in accordance with God's relationship. And when we live in that relationship, we will experience tremendous joy. Yes, there will be suffering. Yes, there will be struggle. But the fulfillment and the joy that comes when we live in accordance with God's will cannot be outdone. Brothers and sisters, today, let's not fear rejection, but let's live in God's love. As we receive the Lord here in the Eucharist, let's remember that we have been chosen by God to not be afraid of rejection, but continue to be His disciple, to invite others into relationship with Him, and we ourselves enter into that relationship here now.